Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
This is a magical, magical fun time. You know why?
Why?
Because yesterday it was announced from the woman's mouth herself.
Favorite things.
That's right. Oprah's favorite things 2022. OMG.
Wow.
The 26th edition of the annual gift guide where you get a gift and you get a gift and you get a gift.
Well, if you pay for it.
104 present ready picks available from Oprah on Amazon. Oh, we'll have to tweet this link out. Things like
super affordable.
Things like the house number 23 Sherpa throw for only $198.
Only $200 for a blanket.
Or the archive bubble bath for only $52 for the budget conscious.
Oh, see, that is more my speed.
Or maybe the Glitterville Papa Noel cookie jar for only $148.
Cookie jar for $148?
Or maybe you want some delicious coffee like the Evo espresso machine for only $900.
Oh, an espresso machine under the tree for $900.
Okay. Yes, or maybe an ice cream scoop for only $85 available.
I'm sorry, a scoop?
An ice cream scoop, Kelly.
Okay.
No price is too much.
Yeah, I think Oprah's list is different than mine.
Favorite things.
Yeah. Or maybe list. The Revolution Toaster with panini press and warming rack for only $408 from Oprah's favorite things.
You had me until the price.
I mean,
I can't pay $400 for a toaster.
The Casafina Oak Baguette Board with bread knife, only $130.
Okay, that's a little more budget conscious. Still not buying that for a cutting board.
The beauty conscious. For the beauty conscious, Kelly,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Oprah's favorite things.
Yeah.
241 cosmetic classic lip gloss collection, only $80.
Oh, $80 for how many lip glosses are we
241. Well, I think
that's
The brand. You don't get that many.
Oh.
It's 241.
Oh, okay, see.
Cosmetics classic lip gloss collection, $80. Kelly doesn't wear a lot of makeup, as you can tell.
Well, I don't wear a lot of lip gloss, apparently.
Maybe you should wear some more, especially if it's from Oprah's favorite things.
Favorite things!
Of course.
Maybe you're the tech person and you want a Meta Quest 2. Only $399 on Oprah's favorite things.
Wow.
Maybe a Samsung The Freestyle projector for only $598.
Oh, there's a projector on there. Wow,
yes.
That's fun.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Ray-Ban Stories. These glasses are actually kind of cool. You can create stories for TikTok or Reels. $299.
Nice.
I'm telling you what, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm going through this going, you know what? I need that. I need that. I need that. I need that. I need that.
Oh, really?
We have been blessed. We have been blessed once again.
That's fantastic.
We're going to tweet out this list because everybody needs to see it.
Yeah.
Oprah's favorite things here is back.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm going to be a little short, though, I think, on some of those items.
For the
person
who has everything.
Yeah.
It's Oprah's favorite things.
Right.
All right. So you're going to have to determine whether or not this is just Adele's accent or whether we have been pronouncing Adele's name wrong this entire time. 99.7 DJX. Apparently, she hosted a happy hour to promote her video, I Drink Wine, which is off her album that, you know, dropped. What was it, last year or several months ago?
A while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah. But that was one of the fan favorites, but she's just kind of come around to releasing the video for it. Anyway, she was doing this happy hour, and there was a fan video that she kind of like commented and said, oh, wow, this fan actually pronounced my name exactly right. And now I don't know if this is just Adele's accent, English accent, or if legit we've just been pronouncing it wrong. All right, let me play it for you, okay?
Okay.
Hi Adele, I'm Annie and I'm from London.
Love that. She said my name perfectly.
Yeah.
He came and asked me how I say
Adele.
My name and I was like Adele.
How's
she
mine?
Was like, hi Adele.
Did you Adele?
Adele.
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 No. I think you're saying the L too much. I think it's just Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
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 Okay, listen. we're saying it right. It's Adele.
Are we?
Yes, everybody is. She's
Adele.
Adele.
Adele. I think is that just her accent? But she even said that the fans said her name correctly. So are we? If you and I talk to Adele and we say hi, Adele.
Is she suggesting the L is silent?
Maybe.
That you're Adele?
Adele.
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 Adele. Adele.
Maybe just with a little English Adele. Accent?
So Adele. maybe take the hard A sound and make it a little bit softer, more like an rather than...
More emphasis on the D. Adele.
Yeah. Adele.
Listen, I don't need Adele to make her name harder for me right now. That is not what I need in my life.
Adele.
Adele.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, like I said, I don't know.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
If we're just pronouncing it wrong or we've been pronouncing it wrong this entire time, or if that's just a case of, you know, potato, potato, her accent versus the American English accent.
Yes, that's what it is. It's an accent thing.
All right. I'm glad.
So are we supposed to say Adele?
I'm glad, Kelly, you are providing your take on this.
That's what I'm going with.
So the next time we speak...
It's an accent thing.
Next time we speak to Adele...
Unless she wants to do like Adele.
Adele.
I don't think that's anything else. There's no other way to pronounce her name. This is Adele.
So okay. All right. So Kelly, next time we get Adele on the phone, we're going to have to run through all the pronunciations or possibilities. Adele. Adele.
I kind of want to call her Adele now. It sounds fancy, doesn't it?
That is Easy on Me by Adele.
Yes. I mean.
Adele.
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 It's almost like making Adele.
Right.
Like not pronouncing the L. Adele. Right.
Anyways, I saw that and I just wanted to like toss it into your brain just to kind of be thinking about because.
No, that's great. Like I need to stop and think about that word before I say it.
Yeah, God forbid we actually know how to pronounce anything in this world and say it correctly the first time.
Well, listen, at least we weren't like our former boss who thought Flo-Rida was Florida. We didn't go there.
I do remember that. Hey, I've got this new Florida song called Low. No.
The new rapper is really good.
Yeah.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
We had a request from Luke's family to hear his phone tap from a few years ago when he was having some issues with his bank account, so we called him to mess with him.
Yeah, so, you know, we thought, why not just play it for everyone?
Why not?
Yeah. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hello. This is an automated call from Bank regarding recent problems with a checking account linked to this phone number. If we have reached the party with a bank account, please say or press 1.
1.
Thank you. I heard 1. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. We would like to help resolve the problems with your account. Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Duke. Is that correct?
No.
Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Yay.
Yes.
Thank you. Please enter the 5-digit zip code associated with this account, followed by the pound sign. Thank you. One moment while I access your account. Thank you for your patience. Our records show that your account was compromised by unwanted activity. Is that correct?
Yes.
I heard no. Is that correct?
No.
I heard no. Is that correct?
Wait, no. Yes, I have problems with my account.
Let's try again. Please state the nature of your banking problem.
Fraud.
I heard frog. Is that correct?
Fraud. I have fraud problems with my account.
Okay, thank you. You have frog problems. Thank you.
Agent. Can I speak to an agent?
You'd like to speak to an Asian. Is that correct? If so, please say or press 1.
To a human.
I will transfer you to Newman. Is that correct?
Human. I need to speak to a person.
Thank you for banking with us. Your satisfaction is important.
Agent. Operator. Like, what do I have to say to get a person on the line?
Please press the pound sign. Say your name, then press the pound sign again.
Okay. Luke.
I heard puke. Is that correct?
No, Luke. Luke.
I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Yes. Finally. Thank you.
Now, please say the name of your favorite radio station, followed by the pound sign.
What?
If you think you could be fooled by 99.7 DJX, say or press 1.
Wait, what?
If 99.7 DJX puts people on the radio and has a little fun with them, say or press 1.
Hold up, is that what this is?
Look, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX. It's a phone
are
tap.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. You guys, are you kidding me?
Brianna thought that we could have a little fun with you. I let me tell you, you are lucky that we didn't ask, like, your bank account number. You're ready to give it all to us.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. I didn't think that I would fall for something like that.
Listen, Puke, you were a great sport. And we'll try to find you an agent to right, talk to you real
right,
soon.
Exactly. That's so funny. All right, there you go. That is your phone tap.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
Been caught.
I just want a person.
I just want to talk to a person.
I need to explain what's happening.
That is your phone tap.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so it's an exciting day. We got a couple updates for you on some group therapies that we've done recently. Here in about an hour, we have an update for you on the woman who found out that the guy that she was dating, she's no longer dating, was married. Wanted to know if
he's all like, those photos were Photoshop.
Photoshop, right, right. So we've got an update for you in about an hour for that. Coming up right around 7 o'clock, another update for you on, remember the listener who was going to be meeting her boyfriend's daughter, who was actually going to be closer in age to her than to him?
We need closure.
Yeah, so we have an update for you on that situation coming up right around 7 o'clock. Before that, though, a little setting the bar story, and I'm not sure this lady understood what it meant to give out treats to the trick-or-treaters. It's a setting the bar story, and it's coming up next on Harry Styles, 99.7 DJX. I love it when artists are on tour during like big holidays, like Halloween. I remember years and years ago, Miley Cyrus was rolling through during Halloween, and she dressed up and she kind of like played to that. Well, Harry Styles, he had his residency going on in Los Angeles during Halloween. And so for Halloween night, Monday, Harry dressed like John Travolta's Danny Zuko from Greece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And actually sang Hopefully Devoted to You. Hopelessly Devoted.
Hopelessly Devoted.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, from Olivia Newton-John. I love hearing the crowd singing along.
Nice.
I don't know. There's something about, I like it when artists do covers.
Yeah.
Like when they're big established artists. You know, when you're coming up, you gotta do covers because you don't have the catalog that is, you know, full yet, right?
Right.
But then when you get to like Harry Styles status and you've got libraries of songs that you can pick from. I love it when like those artists like just pay homage to another artist and do their cover. So I think that's pretty cool. So anyways, Harry Styles there, Halloween, dressed as Danny Zuko from Greece.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yep, nailed it for sure. All right, setting the bar stories. These are stories that what, Kelly?
Well, they're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Not sure this lady understood what it meant to give out treats to the trick-or-treaters. So if you can manage to make it through the day without yelling profanities and flashing your bits and pieces to the trick-or-treaters, you're doing okay.
What is she doing?
So you're probably thinking this lady in Maryland, who's 45, hates Halloween or wants the trick-or-treaters to skip her house.
Or hates children.
Right. No, she was doing it while she was passing out candy to the trick-or-treaters.
Okay. All right.
Now,
okay.
I'm not exactly sure. Reports aren't available as to whether or not she was in costume or not. Or maybe that was part of her costume. Maybe she was a flasher. But she,
maybe she had too much witch's brew that night.
Maybe, perhaps. Reports just say she exposed herself. Anyways, yes.
Okay.
She was arrested.
Yeah.
Wow. But again, not sure she understood the whole trick-or-treat thing. All right.
Something was going on in her life. At that moment.
Yeah.
And she did not handle well.
Nope.
And then, oh, a bunch of kids are coming to my house. Oh, it's time to hand out candy. And I'm not in a good space right now. So she's trying to oblige and do the thing by giving out the candy, but then extra behavior things.
I mean,
that's not good. Don't do that. I mean,
that's
kids. That's
a good way to look at it, where you're like, you know, yeah, she's still trying to do right by the kids who are coming by, but you know,
right, but she's in a bad spot.
Maybe
maybe her boyfriend broke up with her. Maybe she's just, you know, she had a tough day at work.
That's
mad at her boss.
Yeah.
She's like had a little too much, you know.
Witch's brew.
Yeah. Witch's brew, probably is what she mixed that up a little bit. Had a little bit too much of that.
Anyways, there you go, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without yelling profanities and flashing the trick or treaters that are coming by your house, you're doing okay.
Oh, man, she is going to have probably words with neighbors.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
There you go.
Oh.
Setting the bar on DJX. All right. From time to time, we actually get updates on the group therapies that we talk about. Now, catch us up, Kelly, on where we left it with Simone.
She said she was dating a divorced man.
Mm-hmm.
He was more than 20 years older than her for about 3 months, and she really liked him, and they were set to, she was going to meet his teenage daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just a nervous wreck and just wanted to know how not to screw it up.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, I there were a lot of people that were just like, look, just be yourself. Several listeners were like, hey, I was the daughter in this situation and, you know, make sure that your, you know, the dad doesn't lie about your age, which I thought was very interesting. Like,
yeah.
Hey, let's just make sure that there's honesty surrounding this. You know,
it was key for dad to prep the daughter.
Yeah.
A lot of people mentioned that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So we did get an update. Kelly, you want to do this?
Sure.
All right.
So here's the update from Simone. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I actually have a good update for you.
That's good.
Thank you again for discussing my situation because it really gave me confidence going into the weekend. Never mind the haters who were hung up on the age difference between me and my boyfriend. Anyway, I talked to him prior to meeting his daughter, and he told me that he had already spoken to her.
All right, so far, so good.
So I asked him if she was excited to meet me, and he just smiled.
Oh, gosh.
Ah, what? I was so nervous.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what is that supposed to mean?
I know. So the time comes and I meet them out at the restaurant. I walk in, I see his daughter, and I can see she's not smiling. But then she looks at me, I smile and say hi and ask if I can give her a hug. I'm a hugger.
Okay.
And she says, of course.
Okay.
We hug and I tell her it's great to finally meet her.
Hmm.
The night goes well. We all go our separate ways after that. I talk to my boyfriend later that night and he says that he asked his daughter what she thought. And she told him she thought I was a really nice person and that he did good.
Oh.
That's good news, right?
I think so.
Yay. So thank you again. And I think that we're off on the right foot.
All right. Well, that is good.
Yay.
Yeah. I think it was important that her boyfriend, the dad, prep his daughter and just say,
yes.
Hey, look.
Everybody mentioned that.
Right. Right.
And it sounds like he did.
Yeah. You know, she's only a few years older than you are. You know, I like her. So just, you know, be nice.
Keep an open mind.
Keep an open mind. Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So that's good. That's good. I like that.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Simone. That is a good update.
All good things. Yay.
So there you go. If you want us to handle a situation that you have in your life at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always message us, DM us, or
we got a good track record.
I'm telling you, we do. Us.
It's all about us.
It's all about us. It's Sam Smith now. So last week we spoke to a listener, Lisa, who had been on several dates with a guy. She said they dated for several weeks, but she had met him online. And so his deal was he had talked about having a kid with a friend with benefits, right?
Right, and that was basically his background. And then she did some digging.
Yeah.
Found a wife, like beautiful wedding photos and all mm-hmm. the things. And then she's like, oh, maybe I misunderstood your background. Like, or are you divorced? And he's like, no, those must be photoshopped.
Photoshopped.
Uh-huh. And so then she's like, all right, okay. So I feel as though I need to expose this guy. Or do I? Or do I just walk away? What do I do?
Yeah, so like her relationship, according to Lisa, is done with right. this guy. But
she was done. She just wanted to know, okay, do I just walk away and just learn from the experience? Or do I let this poor woman know, because she keeps posting these wonderful family photos and seems to have no idea that her husband has dating profiles.
And yeah, I was going to say, at the same time, she went back on the same dating app and saw him again looking for a date for a quote Christmas party. So
yeah,
so she's like, man, I'm going to throw a grenade into this whole, what seemingly, you know, awesome, you know, woman's life if I do that. And so, I mean, there are several people that were just like, look, the husband is the grenade. Pull the pin and just let her know. And
because she's got receipts, like she's got screenshots of the dating profile and his messages where he's like, those are Photoshop pictures of a wedding.
Yeah. Ashley even just texted in here just recently and said, look, he's lying 100%. I'd probably tell her, because I wouldn't want to be the female who knew and was okay with talking to a married man. She needs to tell the wife she is keeping her best interest in mind.
Well, and we heard from many women who had been in the wife's shoes and said, I was glad when I found out.
Yeah. So what did she do? We have the update coming up here in just a few minutes. All right.
Oh, dang it. I have to play more songs.
Well, yeah, we can't just give it to you right now.
Ugh, such teases.
We have an update for you. All right.
Okay.
You want to give them the first sentence?
Okay. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Got four words to start with. Fire in the hole.
All right. So we have an idea. Stick around. Anyway. That up next. 99.70 JX. First, Lizzo will serenade you for about...
Hurry up, Lizzo!
2 minutes and 50 seconds. It's about damn time. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. So, Lisa, the guy she met online on a dating app was married, but...
he blew it off, saying those wedding pictures were photoshopped.
It was photoshopped. Obviously, you can tell the lighting and all that. It was off.
Yeah. Colors. But then she saw him on another dating profile looking for a wedding date. And so she's like, okay, this guy needs to be exposed, right? Am I right?
Right, right. We do have the update. We'll get to here in just a quick sec. Jenny, what's your thought?
So with the whole Lisa story, if she hasn't already done it already, she needs to throw that grenade, because she needs to inform the wife, like, look, I'm sorry that I got caught up in this, but your marriage isn't as perfect as you think, and I'm so sorry that he did this to you.
It sounds like that you're speaking from personal experience.
Kind of am.
Uh-huh.
All because right. I hooked up with a guy once, and he did not tell me that he was dating my boss.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And so I went to work, like, the following day, and I was all happy, like, oh, my gosh, I met a great guy. And she's like, is it him? And I'm like, why?
Okay. Thanks, Jenny.
Wow.
Well, we'll get the update here and find out if Lisa threw that grenade.
Here's the first sentence. Got four words. Fire in the hole.
All right. Sounds like she did throw that grenade for sure.
Yep. I did what everybody said to do and messaged his wife with screenshots of his dating profiles and the text messages he sent me. And then radio silence. I heard nothing for a week until I saw a notification that I got a message. She started off by thanking me for reaching out and said she had to process everything before she could respond.
Oh, it sounds like she didn't know.
She did not know.
Oh.
She said they had been separated for a few months, but she hadn't wanted to come to grips with everything and was trying to maintain the perception of her perfect life on social media, hoping it would be true again soon.
Aww.
But she said what I sent her proved he was not committed to working on their marriage, and that's when she realized she needs to come to terms with their relationship being over. She said it snapped her out of being sad and desperate, wanting to band-aid it together and getting mad enough to leave. In fact, she invited me out for drinks this weekend as a thank you for opening her eyes.
What?
She really did seem so sweet, and it kind of broke my heart to be the one to tell her, but at the same time, I feel like I empowered her too. So I'm moving on with maybe a new friend and confidence that I did the right thing. So thank you guys.
Oh man, that's tough.
It's devastating.
Like knowing that you were the one who, well, no, I can't say that because it wasn't her. Like Lisa didn't do anything.
She did not. Clearly she
just
her husband did.
Yeah, I was gonna say she just shone the light on what her husband was doing.
As devastating as it is now, though, it seems like that was what she needed to flip the switch between like trying to keep it together at all costs to really seeing who her husband is right now and the fact that he is not committed to fixing their relationship the way that she was.
Well, she said that they were separated. So it sounds like that, you know, she already kind of knows that things are on a downward trajectory with the relationship. Yeah.
And now she's got confirmation that, He's not about fixing their relationship. He is moving on.
Yeah, and it sounds like he is just, he's just putting himself out there. And but the whole Photoshop thing, it's like, why not just be upfront and say, you know, we're separating? Or is that more of like a red flag to a woman if a guy says, oh, we're separating, and then it's like, okay, well, talk to me when you actually are.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I would never get involved with a separated person because that is still entangled.
Yeah.
And that has not worked out yet. So, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, come back to me when you are.
When it's final. When it's final. When you're legally single.
Right. Right. Yeah. And maybe he's just not wanting to deal with that. I'm just trying to justify what this guy's doing, and
there
I can't.
There's no justification.
Yeah, I know.
He's out there dating, and he's still married.
Yeah.
Period.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update. Hopefully you got a new friend out of it.
And maybe Lisa can be the one to kind of help this woman through the process of getting out of her marriage. It sounds like that, you know, she's desperately needs someone right now. Maybe Lisa can be that person for her.
Yep, for sure.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one is titled, I would destroy a million trolls in your honor.
Oh, wow. Kind of a knight in shining armor.
Yes. Man for woman.
Okay.
Oh, fairest GameStop game girl. When I charged into your store that fateful Thursday night, I was only expecting to rent a first-player shooter game for some total late-night noob annihilation.
This is already written like a classic fairy tale.
Classic. But when I looked up across the abyss to your store from the Hot Topic next door... my God. There you were, a gorgeous, fair-haired maiden... with the most beautiful blue eyes one could imagine.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have the courage to come and speak to you, but please know. And remember this for as long as you live. If you were being held captive in a mountain ice fortress by a ruthless mutant warlord with no futility points.
Oh, wow.
I would happily fight my way through 16 levels of fire-breathing ninja zombies to attempt to win your heart.
Wow, that is quite a promise.
True love right there.
Solid guy. Yeah.
I would do it for the small whisper of the chance to someday, somehow, know that you and I could possibly live happily ever after. After we boink in one of the mall restrooms, of course.
Oh my gosh!
It's going so well.
Really? Really?
If for some reason...
this is like some Lord of the Rings stuff in my mind.
If for some reason this seasoned elf lord has too many boundaries, just forget what I wrote above and you can just send me some pics instead.
Oh, great. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Always and forever. Wow. Oh, gosh. So okay. You saw her working at the Hot Topic and all sorts of overwhelming feelings.
I mean, it was very poetic.
A true knight in shining armor, for sure.
Until the end. Okay.
All it's right. Craigslist missed connections.
His lady needs a shot. Recycle, reduce, and reuse. Me.
Oh.
Woman for man.
Okay.
So I know you probably get this a lot, but you are the hottest garbage guy I have ever laid eyes on.
Oh.
Every Tuesday morning, 8 a.m., I wait by my window wearing my Kendall Jenner sweatpants and tank top. Desperately hoping you'll notice me while emptying my waste.
Oh, my.
You may know my house specifically because I always leave you a savory surprise on top of my recycling container.
She leaves a savory surprise for him?
A hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese croissant, which unwrapped and sitting on the lid as a thank you. Good job, well done.
Unwrapped?
Unwrapped on the trash can. Sorry, recycling.
He's not eating that.
No, probably there's not. No way. Appreciate the thought behind it, though.
Sure.
But let's leave it wrapped. Anyway. So if you like what you see in the window and in my trash.
Oh.
You should stop off at my place after your shift is done and clear out the junk in my trunk. And then you can really put a dent in my cans.
Okay. It's a euphemism for something, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. That's sure. What I thought. That's what I thought.
Pretty
All
sure.
Right. All right. All right. So, you know, whether you see your princess from across the way there.
Yeah.
Or the.
You're the hot garbage guy.
Garbage guy emptying your cans.
Right. All right.
Craigslist missed connections. We ready for this new dating trend called reverse catfishing?
What's reverse catfishing?
It's on dating apps where instead of putting up photos where you look better than you do in real life, or I mean, just straight fake photos of you on real life to attract people and lure them in and then, you know, lure them in with your fake beauty. And then once they meet you, they stay, even though you're not exactly as beautiful as it depicts in your app, right?
Interesting.
With doing the opposite, putting up photos that make you actually look worse than you are. So when you do find someone and meet in real life, they're pleasantly surprised. Haven't we been doing that already? Like where you put a picture of yourself up and then when you meet in real life, you put makeup on or you make sure you look your best?
Well, yes. It's you're always trying to put your best foot forward. But maybe we don't like super Photoshop. You just kind of like leave, you know, maybe don't filter it up as much. Is that what we're saying?
So, well, reverse catfishing is the, you know, maybe it's the non-makeup look or the just look of you not done up, like almost real you, no filters. And then
listen, no one needs to see like Sunday morning before I've had my shower, Kelly.
But
thank goodness I'm not dating.
I was going to say, but if you were dating, maybe you put that up.
No.
And then if you do get matches and people are like, hey, I want a little bit of Sunday morning, no shower, Kelly. Then once you do meet them and you go out and you see them in real life and they come up and they're like, oh, you've actually done your hair. You've put makeup on.
No, I never want that photographed ever.
But I'm saying, then they would be pleasantly surprised as opposed to if you are all done up and makeuped and you got all the filters on and then they meet you in real life and they're like, oh, all right. Well,
yeah, no, I don't
you
think
you look better
so.
In your photo.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess we should ask like
which
guys,
would you rather?
Because I feel like this is going to affect like what the guys see more than it's going to affect like what women see because guys typically look the way that they look.
I mean,
right?
I'm more about just look if being real rather than, you know, the filters and all that stuff. So you know, if you look good on your picture and then you look even better in real life, that's a positive.
Okay, there you go. Okay, but I feel as though just so that your features pop a little more, we got to have a little bit of definition in our picture if we're trying to attract people for dating purposes.
Right? So you're saying reverse catfishing is not the way that you would go if you were single?
Would never do this.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever.
Okay. All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got for us?
Okay, so this is just one of those videos that I'm just scrolling through. I stop on it and then instant ugly happy tears. Mm. It's a kid about, looks like he's 10 or 11.
Okay.
Bringing a baseball to his grandpa. They're in the garage and he's giving the baseball to his grandpa for a very special reason.
You know, I got 2 home runs,
yeah,
right?
2, Jack.
And then my grand slam, I signed the ball for you.
Aw.
And it says, no.
I'll put a date down for you.
And it says, Papa, I love you.
Why did you do that?
Because you've taught me everything about baseball.
Oh, honey. Aww. That's so sweet. I'll put it right on my, oh God, that was so good. Wow, honey.
Aw, that's cute.
That was so good. He's like, I love you, Papa. You taught me everything about baseball, so I wanted to give you that baseball that he hit 2 home runs and a grand slam with. Oh my God. I can't. I'm a mess.
I mean, what a ripper that kid is. He's hitting dingers. My goodness.
He's got some skills, and it's all because Grandpa, Papa.
There you go.
So cute. You need to see the video. But listen, grab tissues, because if you have a soul, you're missing up a little bit at Ben and Kelly Show. It's on our Instagram stories, too.
I mean, it's a cute video. Are you accusing me now of not having a soul?
I need some misting in the eyeballs.
I mean, I am a redhead, so maybe that's the reason. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. So what are some unhealthy relationships with exes, you know? People who always kind of come around. Maybe you
can't let go.
You drive by their house at night and just park across the street and watch what they do.
In a yellow Geostorm. I had an ex-boyfriend named Dave that did that.
You
high school.
Yeah, you just kind of come around. Maybe you are. Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of unhealthy relationships that people have with their exes, you know.
I feel like you have a good chance of having a healthy relationship with an ex moving forward if you both had decided that you're better off as friends.
I mean, that's
not working. Yeah, that's the best case scenario.
Sure, best case scenario. That rarely happens when both people come together and go, you know what, we're better as friends. Usually it's one person saying, you know what, I'm going to go over here and you're going to stay here.
And then the other one just has to deal with it.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you talking about? I thought everything was good.
And yes.
Right, exactly. So it does take some time, and it takes, some communication and all that to get over that. And I do think time is a healing factor in a lot of these relationships. So, you know, what may have been kind of a rocky relationship, maybe, you know, after a while, you guys can have civil conversations with one another. And
you get far enough removed from it. The feelings are not there anymore.
Right.
Unloading it all.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we have to kind of navigate and think about that as we dive into our listener's DM to us and this guy that she's just started seeing in his relationship with his ex.
Yeah, she's just like, is this a red flag? Should I be worried about this? Is this not a big deal?
At Ben and Kelly Show, DM's always open. You can shoot us a message, ask us a question. We'll try to help you out with that.
So this one says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can I dive into your DMs really quick?
Sure.
So I was on my second date with an amazing guy. We were at a restaurant that he said was one of the best that he's ever been to.
Okay.
As we're about to order, he asks the waiter to come back and then pulls out his phone. He starts typing. So I asked him what he's doing. To my surprise, he tells me that he's texting his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, all right.
He said they're still friends and that he brought her here over a year ago. He said that they had this amazing dish when they were there, but he couldn't remember what it was, so he was asking her. He got the dish, made the order, and I do have to admit, it was amazing.
Okay.
So then as we're finishing up, he pulls out his phone and starts typing again, and he said, we also got a great dessert that I want to get. And again, he ordered what she texted, and it was great. So I don't know what to think. A part of me is encouraged that he can be so real with his ex-girlfriends, but another part of me thinks it's weird that he would text an ex in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being insecure, or should I realize that he might be closer with his ex than I expect?
Interesting. Because I think a lot of what she's experiencing is her relationship with her exes reflected on what he's doing. And maybe she didn't have the same type of relationship with an ex. And so she's like, okay, this is a little bit strange. I do think it's strange that he texted her not only once, but twice during the date.
Yeah, that's a little problematic. And just the fact that he's basically doing a carbon copy of his date with his ex with her, and she didn't kind of really mention that. But the fact that, hey, both of the choices were delicious and amazing probably negates that.
Maybe.
And we could be making, you know, much ado about nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll say this. I kind of always took it as if my boyfriend had a healthy relationship with mm-hmm. an ex, there was not any drama anymore. I took that as a sign that he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband's first girlfriend when they were 16 was there to videotape our proposal and was in our wedding.
So, yeah. So, obviously, yeah, good sign there.
Yes.
If you look at our Facebook page, because we put this up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, it's pretty split right now from people that are like, yeah, that's pretty big warning sign to you. And others that are like, you know what? No worries at this point.
Yeah, because we're 2 dates in.
Right, exactly. If you've got a situation that you think kind of mirrors this and you're like, you know what? I had a similar situation with a guy that I was seeing and his relationship with his ex that kind of rings a bell here, and you want to share your experience, I think that would help our listener. 502-571-9970. So many questions just popped into my head as, you know, you're talking about how many times he's texted her questions. It's like, can this guy not remember anything?
Uh-huh. Holly said, ew. Did he also text her before he kissed you goodnight?
Yeah, hey, what's that?
There's a lot to dissect with this small explanation.
Yeah, what's that move that I used to do with my mouth that you really liked? Can you describe it for me real quick before I go in for the kiss?
No.
What was that move, sir, that I used to do with my mouth?
No. Wow.
And no. Yeah, okay.
We're not asking that. Stop it. Stop.
You don't mind. Sorry. I'm waiting for a text back before I kiss you. I don't know. 502-571-9970. We got a DM from a listener who's wondering if she should be concerned that on her second date with a guy, he's openly texting his ex, asking questions about the restaurant they're eating at.
He was honest, was saying it was his ex.
Yeah, it didn't really lie to her.
Which, Kristen was like, why didn't he just say he was texting a friend? Why did he say ex?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people getting hung up on why didn't he ask before you went on the date?
Yes, Elizabeth noted that too. She's like, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. You're 2 dates in. You know, she said, my partner's ex is also in the picture. But he should have limited the text to one and before the date.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, you know, if he's that on that good of speaking terms with his ex, like, hey, so-and-so, you know, going to this place tonight, I remember, you know, you and I had a good experience there. What was the dish that we liked and the dessert? And then she texts him back, and then he's like, okay, got it in my, you know, back pocket. Unless, you know, I don't know. Jeremy writes, it sounds to me like he's consciously attempting to recreate good memories he had with his ex. I applaud his honesty. And that's a sign that he's not doing this maliciously with ill intent, but it's still puzzling as to why he's so comfortable doing this. I think it's worth a conversation before anyone invests any more time, because if his ex has this much influence on him, you just want to be careful that he may get that quote, I want you back text, and how he may respond.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. Steven said, I feel like maybe he was testing his date to get her reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is she going to be drama over the fact that I still talk to my ex? Audra said, you get to a certain age and you realize everyone has a past.
Yep.
Is it good that he's on good terms with her? Yes. Should he have asked her before your date instead of in your presence? Also, yes.
Yeah.
You might even meet his ex when you cross paths at a later date. So if it freaks you out, then you need to try someone else. Louisville is the biggest, smallest city around, so everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Look, I think we are all saying it's it's not a red flag that he is texting his ex. But I think it's actually good that he's honest with you, that he was saying, look, I'm texting an ex. I do think it's,
yes.
I do think it's kind of weird that he said ex-girlfriend rather than just a friend of mine.
Exactly. But Stacey said the same thing, and she goes, I can't believe you asked who he was texting, but I'm downright shocked he told you the truth.
I mean, I don't know if I'm in the same boat as she is and I'm on a date and then all of a sudden my date whips out a phone and starts texting, I might ask the same question. Like, hey, what's more important than me right now?
Exactly, because that's just kind of considered rude if you're sitting there texting on a second date.
Right.
In front of your date. Yeah, just that in general is rude, regardless of who you're texting. I don't think this is a deal breaker. We're only two dates in. Let's see, you know, how it goes if you like the guy.
Yeah, but if
this becomes like if the ex is a recurring presence on your dates, then we have another conversation to assess what's the status of that situation.
Again, if things turn a little bit more serious between you guys and you're behind closed bedroom doors and then he starts texting his ex going, hey, what was that special move?
No, we're not texting about special moves.
Then I would be a little bit concerned.
That's a neon sign red flag. I feel as though.
With the one thing and the leg.
Stop it. All right. Stop.
Okay. All right.
I'm covering my eyes.
But then again, if it's beneficial, who knows?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop, stop, stop.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. There's a lot of stuff to chew on here, but I don't think any of us are saying, like, well, there are a few people that are saying run away.
But I don't think at this point we cut and run. I think we just kind of, we're aware of it now that, okay, he's got a good relationship with his ex. That can be a good thing, but let's investigate how close that relationship is.
All right, there you go. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is diving into the DMs. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And I got to be honest, when I woke up this morning, I didn't know I was about to be as blessed as I was when I got in here and realized that Oprah has released her much anticipated, much awaited favorite things list of 2022.
Favorite things.
That's right. And then started.
She's been doing this for what, 26 years now?
It's the 26th edition of the gift guide. So, yeah, I mean, I would imagine that's probably.
Once a year.
Yeah, once a year, 26 years. Getting things like the Cozy Earth Waffle Bath Bundle for only $239. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It is.
You don't eat it. Do you wear it or eat it?
They're towels.
Okay.
So, yes,
you said waffle. I got confused.
You could eat them, but it would probably not do what they intended to do. Or the Judy Emergency Pack Bundle for only $190. Whether it's a natural disaster or a local power outage, you never want to be caught unprepared.
Judy Disaster Pack?
Yes, Oprah, yes.
Favorite thing.
Judy's prepared. I like it.
I mean, listen, this is for the person who has everything. I'm just kind of going through this going, yes, yes, and yes. Like the Sniff Old Saint Nick Wick, $35. Oh, yeah.
Is that a candle?
Yes. All of this available there on Amazon.
Favorite things.
I mean, I got to be honest, that doesn't have as unique names as Gwyneth Paltrow's line of candles.
Yeah, no, it's probably best. I don't think I need any of her scented candles.
I mean, you've never.
She gets personal.
She does. She does.
What are some of the pricier items?
If
you got like a hard to buy for person on your list and you want to drop some dough.
Oh, you want to drop
what
dough?
What is she suggesting? Let's drop some dough. All Why right. not?
Well, what did I say? I said the espresso machine for a mere $700.
Oh, $700, that's it?
I mean, she's keeping things relatively, I guess, cost-effective in Oprah terms. The Solo Stove pizza oven, which I got to be honest, I have the Solo Stove, which is an outdoor, like, you know, fire pit. But they've now done it with a pizza oven, only $700. Oh,
I want that.
Give it to me now.
Okay.
Anyways.
This is fantastic. Now, there's a lot of gifts that are under $50 for the more economical mind.
Are you talking about
and we've got those kind of like up
are,
on
are
our
Are you talking about
website.
The peppermill and spice grinder in one?
The peppermill and spice grinder.
$45, yes.
Perfect for grandma.
The wine chiller, the stemless wine chiller for only $45. Yeah. Perfect for grandma.
Absolutely. Some peeper specs.
Yeah. So again, all this
black
stuff.
Black and blue light, you know, for someone that's on their phone all the time.
We've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show, but I'm telling you what, I felt like I was gifted my own gift by just seeing the fact that her favorite things list came out. And, you know, honestly, she gets all the attention, but Gwyneth Paltrow also released her favorite things list as well.
And oh, she did. Okay.
And so she's got a list too. They're a little bit different than Oprah's, but
are we in the same price ranges?
Should
or
we?
Are we going a little bit more bougie?
I'll tweet out Gwyneth's as well, so you can take a look at some of those.
You know what? Gwyneth and Oprah both know exactly what we like.
Absolutely, they right? do.
All of us normal people, yes.
I feel bad that we did and featured a lot of things on Oprah's favorite lists, favorite things, but I only hinted at Gwyneth Paltrow's gift guide for Goop.
Really? We need to shine the spotlight on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop list.
I mean, several people were like, hey, look, you know, we're going to need to know what's on this list, too, in order to make myself aware of everything to know where to go. So if you want, we can start with the Lima Laser Starter Kit for $2,700.
What is that?
It delivers real results for wrinkles, firmness, and more.
Oh, okay. So it's like a wrinkle machine. Got it.
A wrinkle machine.
For $2,700?
Yes, $2,700.
Got it.
You get some Avant Pave Crescent Hoops for only $3,500.
Only $3,500?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get $96 worth of bath soak.
Uh-huh.
Those are basically all just right. salts that you pour in your bath.
Yes.
$96. You could get a short crystal glass set of two for only $650. See, this is literally stuff for everyone.
Stuff for everyone. Okay.
You could get a luxury cookie box. Now we're talking your style, right, Kelly?
Uh-huh.
Luxury yeah. cookie box.
Uh-huh.
That's only $150. This is Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop gift guide.
Gwyneth, come on now.
I mean, look, Oprah has one. Gwyneth uh-huh. has run one. Where do we know how to direct ourselves if not for these people?
Hey, they've got a nail polish color maker for $49.
I'm looking more, Kelly, at the Prestige 24 karat gold razor set for $425.
Yeah, that's a little bit out of my price range.
Come to me with that.
Yeah.
So I saw this on both, I think, Oprah's and on Gwyneth's. They have some crossover uh-huh. items here. And I'm wondering what it is. It's a Theragun Mini pocket size massager.
Oh. Listen.
When
you say massager, that can be different.
And when I say pocket size massager, doesn't that give you an idea of something other
it
than
it gives me an idea of where it's supposed to be used on your body, yes. It gives me an idea.
Well,
you know what? We know Gwyneth is all about that.
Yeah, because literally two items away from that is, I'll just say it's the Hugo, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And it's hands-free.
All right. You guys do your own research.
And you can do your own research, and you can look up the Hugo.
Okay.
All right, so I feel
is
like...
Is that what you want for Christmas?
I don't need this, no.
Okay.
Because I don't have these parts, okay? We'll just say that.
You know what? We're so lucky we have people like Oprah and Gwyneth to do our shopping for us.
I know.
We're so lucky. They right. pick all this. They do the heavy lifting.
Thank you. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Yeah, so this is a situation that is really like a wrong turn ended up being right place, right time.
All right.
Like life and death situation.
All right, good deal. Well, we'll get to... All right, Kelly K.
So Brendan took a wrong turn in Iowa last Sunday.
All right.
Spotted a raging inferno inside a family's home. And he said, I just felt like somebody was in there because it was really late at night. I knew I had to act quick, so he started banging on the windows, yelling, fire! Ring doorbell video got the whole thing. Soon after, three siblings, ages 8, 14, and 17, ran out the front door, flames swirling on the front porch. Their 22-year-old brother ran out the front door moments later. They said the pounding and the screaming is what woke them up. The smoke alarms did not go off.
Oh, check your batteries. My gosh.
Yes, absolutely. And their parents were out of town.
Oh.
Can you imagine that call?
That would be good.
Your house burned down. Thank goodness your kids are safe because this guy named Brendan banged on the windows.
Wow.
Unbelievable story. We tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good deal. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here. Look, it's never good when one of the stars of your show goes missing, right?
That could be problematic.
It could be.
In getting it completed.
Right. It's even worse when the star is this coming up in our Setting the Bar story, which is what, Kelly?
Well, it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without one of the stars of your show going missing when that star is a venomous Egyptian cobra, you're doing okay.
Oh no, we should probably find the star of the show.
Yeah, it's actually called Venom Fest, and it's in Missouri. And guess what? The deadly Egyptian cobra, one of 200 to 300 snakes on display, went missing.
Oh boy.
A snake show in Lincoln County shuts down after a potentially deadly snake is reported missing.
Nope.
There are fears the snake may be loose.
The Sunday show was canceled after a deadly Egyptian cobra was unaccounted for.
I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe loose. If it's not in the aquarium, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's living its best life, slithering around, starting its excellent journey.
I mean, so some are thinking that maybe it was stolen. Others are thinking that, look, the deadly Egyptian cobra is just, like you said, living its best life now.
He was slithery and just maybe the top wasn't secured on the aquarium.
That is not a snake that I would like to come across.
No, sir.
Right.
Oh, no, no, no.
Without glass separating the two of us. So,
yeah.
Again.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I hope they find him. So this is ongoing, right?
Yeah.
Still on the lam?
Yeah. No one has been arrested and there have been no captures of this snake so far. So,
oh, who is in charge? Timmy? Carl? Who was it?
Yeah, eyes on you, Timmy and Carl. That's
yes.
For sure. All right,
eyes
again,
on you.
If you
had
can
one job.
Manage to make it through the day without letting your deadly Egyptian cobra go missing during Venom Fest, then you're doing okay. Yeah.
Oh, he was just here like 5 minutes ago.
I know. Where'd he go? Timmy, did you lock the cage? That is Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Sam Smith, Unholy, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, which, by the way, we have a couple updates for you today from today's show, which we always...
Yeah, we figured out, like, how it went with Simone meeting the teenage daughter of her boyfriend, who's a little bit older. So that is up there as well. We needed closure from that. And then Lisa, who was wondering if she should throw a little, like, grenade into this marriage because she discovered a guy she met online was married.
And a little hint, she did.
She tossed it. Fire in the hole!
Yep, she so totally did. So you can listen back and catch the updates there and anything else that you may have missed up at WDJX.com. All right. What else, Kelly?
Tomorrow is Throwback Thursday. Today, we hopefully will be featuring a pet on Wet Nose Wednesday. A lot of animals from the Kentucky Humane Society need a home. And you can always, by the way, go to their website, kyhumane.org, and check out the adoptable animals. Many, many, many need a home for the holidays.
There you go. Coming up next, Lo. She's on a little bit earlier. And then Emily is going to be driving you home this afternoon.
Yep, our new friend. You can check her out on the website, too, WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.